Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boston saying an Irish goodbye. The mayor canceling the St. Patrick's Day parade out of the abundance of caution because of the virus.
There will be no floats rolling down Broadway Street in South Boston Sunday. The St. Patrick's Day parade has been canceled because of concerns about coronavirus. More than a million people were expected at the parade, packed shoulder to shoulder. City Councilor Ed Flynn says it's disappointing, but the public's safety comes first.
I support it. I was actively involved in the decision-making with the mayor, elected officials, public health professionals. So it was the right move, although it's disappointing.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boston saying an Irish goodbye. The mayor canceling the St. Patrick's Day parade out of the abundance of caution because of the virus.
There will be no floats rolling down Broadway Street in South Boston Sunday. The St. Patrick's Day parade has been canceled because of concerns about coronavirus. More than a million people were expected at the parade, packed shoulder to shoulder. City Councilor Ed Flynn says it's disappointing, but the public's safety comes first.
I support it. I was actively involved in the decision-making with the mayor, elected officials, public health professionals. So it was the right move, although it's disappointing.
I'll find another place to fight someone on Sunday.
No, yeah. If you think that's going to stop people from coming out, you're going to know that they're coming.
Dan said in my head, did he say Broadway Street?
Yes, he did.
Okay, well, I mean,
I heard the same thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
By the way, there's like no traffic today.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no
eerie
traffic
last night.
Yeah, leaving the building yesterday, there was no traffic either.
Yeah, even yesterday, I went down kind of over near the seaport, and it was Like, it took me no problem to get there.
Yeah, they keep showing the traffic, and on Tuesdays it's normally, like, red, and now it's all green.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's the reason there. I'm not going to assume anything. I'm just going
to
assume.
I'm assuming, I'll assume for you. Okay. No one has to go to work but us.
That might be the case. At least we found our wipes, which is good. We've got the wipes here, which is obviously something. But I do believe that a lot of the ones that were put out for everybody at the station were taken home. I guarantee you someone in the middle of the night took those suckers. Because, I mean, there's a run on them now, which is...
Oh, yeah. Everything here gets stolen.
All right. So there is, obviously, with all this going on, St. Patrick's Day has been canceled, which is, you know, I guess if you're the city, you have to do it. Once again, a lot of this may or may not even be based on that they think people are going to get sick. No one wants to take the PR hit if you're in the building at their arena, or if someone was at, let's say, like a Lakers game and got the coronavirus, because then all of a sudden coronavirus is linked with Lakers and nobody wants to take that kind of hit. We've seen what's happened to the cruise industry because of that boat where they're all stuck in there. I mean, the stocks of cruise ships are in the absolute toilet. I think like a month ago, something like Royal Caribbean was like $130 a stock, and now it's like $40. It's like, I mean, just took a massive hit.
Well, you can fly to Miami from here for $50.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it's so everything's kind of going up. But there's one thing that we can all agree with is that in a time of all this, the proper information should be, there's a way to kind of filter out, and maybe you should fact check certain things, kind of like a story that came out yesterday that became such a real thing that the head of France actually had to make an announcement. On top of that, a CBS news story. This is not just some random thing that's being addressed. Like, CBS has a news that's titled, a story that's titled, "Coronavirus Cannot Be Cured by Drinking Bleach or Snorting Cocaine." Despite
well, I find that
reports.
Hard to believe. I mean, if you snort enough cocaine, I mean, make sure immune system impervious to disease.
And it always comes from like this one guy and just like the virus gets spread out. They said YouTuber Jordan Sather tweeted to his more than 121,000 followers that, quote, "a miracle mineral solution, which effectively involves drinking bleach, can wipe out the coronavirus." They said, quote, "not only is chlorine dioxide an effective cancer cell killer, can wipe out the coronavirus too. Big Pharma wants you to be ignorant. Also on this list is cocaine as well." And that got picked up and people started reporting it everywhere. And then you got guys like this. When's the last time you heard the name Jim Baker? Remember Jim Baker?
Oh, yeah.
The preacher guy?
Very, yes, indeed. A man of God.
He's the one who cheated with Jessica Hahn, right? Because Jimmy Swaggart's not the one. It was Baker, right? It was Jim Baker.
No, I thought it was Gary Hart, but what do I know?
Well,
Hart's not a reverend, though.
No,
I understand that.
I think it was Jim Baker.
And this is what led her to being in the Sam Kinison video for Wild Thing.
Maybe.
Okay. Which I abused myself to many times.
I mean, that was just the right time, the right age, and she was the right person. Here is Jim Baker on one of his shows. I don't know if it's the 700 Club or what, but this is him just the other day.
"This influenza that is now circling the globe, you're saying that silver solution would be effective."
"Well, let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of the coronavirus, but it's been tested on other strains of the coronavirus and has been able to eliminate it within 12 hours.
Yeah.
Totally eliminate it, kills it, and deactivates it.
Yeah.
And then it boosts your immune system, so then you can support the recovery, because when you kill the virus, then the immune system comes into action to clear it out. So you want a vibrant immune system as well as an ability to deactivate these viruses."
That's so good.
So Jim Baker is selling a miracle juice called Silver Solution for over $40, a tiny little bottle that he is saying can fight against the coronavirus.
Now, is this something used to clean silver, or is it just named Silver Solution?
I am clicking on it right now. I don't know. It's just called... Oh, by the way, the New York Attorney General has ordered Jim Baker to stop advertising Silver Solution as a coronavirus treatment.
Well, I would imagine this isn't the first time that he's been asked to start spreading BS.
And then there's people who are just confused, and I can understand confusion on how to stay away and how to, you know, properly protect yourself. This is a news story that's obviously a very serious story out of Memphis, where there was a, I think it was a student who had been exposed to somebody who had the coronavirus. So they shut down the school. But the ways that the community is preventing these students from not getting the coronavirus is fairly interesting. Fred, you have the story there.
All Shelby County schools will remain open, even though the district says one employee did come into contact with the one person with a confirmed case of coronavirus in Memphis. And that person is quarantined for the next 2 weeks, a full 14 days as a precaution. Fox 13's Jackie Massey is live at SES headquarters. Jackie, you talked to concerned parents. What did they tell you?
Daryl, several parents rushed to Treadwell, pulling their kids out of school. They were worried that their kids might get sick. But a health department spokesperson tells me this is not necessary because the employee is not considered sick, and that employee is quarantined right now. They're just trying to see if the person will be developing any symptoms.
And don't nobody want their child to be sick. And don't.
Huh? Okay. Let this play, and then I will show you what this person is wearing.
Okay.
And don't nobody want their child to be sick, and don't nobody want to take that virus to their house.
Parents with children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary schools are not playing around. Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray.
Okay, right there, there's a video of a boy standing in a front yard, and a dad has Lysol and is spraying it in his face and all over his body.
That is the healthiest way to get to prevent disease. There's no question.
Took them home Monday.
And I wiped my shoes and backpack down when I got them out of school. Sure did. Gave them gloves. Sure did.
Some took more extreme measures.
Two garbage bags.
This woman is wearing garbage bag on her head. She's got garbage bags on her feet. She has garbage bags underneath her yellow zip-up. And is
now is this just speaking, normal?
And she has a mask, and she's look at this, and she's speaking through a hole, like in the bag.
Well, Lord knows if you wear garbage bags that you're impervious to disease.
And to be quite honest, like I'm not like even mocking it because people just don't know. So she's like, well, I got to do something. So she just grabbed a bunch of garbage bags and put it all over her body and put a hole that she could speak through.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine the hole that you can speak through would be the place that you would get the disease.
I mean, you would think so.
I mean, everyone knows. They should be selling garbage bags as health protectors. You're like Superman.
Some took more extreme measures.
Two garbage bags. My shoes and came and loose. Two sacks. Another sack.
Leaders with the Shelby County Health Department.
Is that the chili guy?
No, it's not the chili guy. It's
two
not.
Sacks, one sack?
Two sacks. A couple sacks, no sacks. Virus.
My shoes and came and loose. Two sacks. Another sack.
Leaders with the Shelby County Health Department say this is not necessary because it's a very low-risk situation for students.
All right. Well,
okay.
Put your kids in the CDC has said everyone put on garbage bags.
So do not dress in garbage bags. Do not spray your child in the face with Lysol because that will not work.
Well, if you do both, it's working.
It is. Do not buy silver solution. And don't drink bleach and snort Coke because that will not work as well.
Well, I agree with the bleach. I don't know if I'm there with the Coke. I would imagine that cocaine can kill a lot of germs. How did she even think about putting a garbage bag?
Well, because she's thinking of like people with these hazmat suits, and she said, "I'm going to make a homemade hazmat." It's like, I mean, there's a logic to it, but the hole in the middle is
no. But
kind
the
of,
thing about a hazmat suit is that it covers your face.
It covers everything,
right? And doesn't, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't the disease infect you through orifices?
I don't know. But this is just a testament to the lack of information that is out there right now.
No.
Everywhere.
Well, don't look at your 401k. That's my advice to you.
That is true.
My poor parents who depend on that. Not good. All right, Mike Gorman's going to join us. Hopefully he does not have the coronavirus. We will talk to him in just a moment.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win,
with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Send it to Schroeder in the corner. Nice block by Tatum. Saved by Smart. Up ahead, Tatum. Tatum to the basket.
.5 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Mike Gorman is the voice of the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. He's going to join us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. When that time comes, I will let everyone know. Because Bird has been in contact with him. But I do not know what's going on.
Oh, he's trying to get a landline right now. Okay. But he's in a obviously interesting situation now that kind of first shoe dropped yesterday, and that is at the town of Santa Clara, San Jose, where the San Jose Sharks play. As there's going to be no live gatherings of more than 1,000 people over the next 3 weeks, which would mean that if the Bruins, which they're supposed to play in Santa Clara in a couple of weeks, actually in
a week from Saturday.
Yeah, a week from Saturday.
Yeah.
That would mean that either the game would not happen, they'd have to reschedule it, move it to another place, or it would be in front of nobody. And they've done this in Italy. We saw that picture I tweeted out of Cristiano Ronaldo yesterday playing in an empty stadium. It was a 1,000th game, which would usually be a big deal, but in front of nobody. And it looks kind of post-apocalyptic. But we are moving towards that. And I know that there has actually been meetings within the NBA. There's been a joint statement yesterday that the media is not allowed in the locker rooms anymore. And Mike Gorman's in the middle of all of it.
So, Mike Gorman, what's the deal? You're going to get the sickness or what?
Hello? Oh, there you are. Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you? Hey, what's going on?
Good.
Hey, by the way, not to get away from your subject matter, but to put wooden hangers on the list of things that people take from hotels.
Oh, wooden hangers?
Yes.
Well, now they make them where they have a little thing that slides out from it, yeah, so you can't use it at home.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's when you know you're staying in a classy place.
It's too late. I've been doing this for like 20 years. I have more hangers than you can believe.
All right, look at you. You come into your closets, and it's an assault to the senses.
It's like being at the Four Seasons in my closet. Yes,
that's, well, don't brag. I thought it was more like a Motel 6 situation, but okay. All right.
I tag along with the players. They don't do Motel 6.
No, all right. No, they do not.
All right, so what's going on with this thing? It's weird, huh?
Yeah, it is pretty weird. I think we're going to be playing games in empty arenas pretty soon, sooner than people think. I think each one of these leagues, the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball, who will all be in operation over the next couple of weeks, they don't want to be the first one to have some disaster turn out on their hands. Or as you were saying earlier, Rich, that you know, have the name of your team be associated with the virus. So I think they're going to have to do something to show good faith. If they're canceling St. Patrick's Day parades and canceling the whole country of Italy, they can cancel a Celtic basketball game.
Now, I hate to say it, you seem like an extremely healthy person, but unfortunately, you are in
old.
The demo.
You're old.
You know, this is you're in the demo.
Old man.
That society is concerned about. The CDC has mentioned.
You're very old.
How are you taking all this? You're traveling. You're in big crowds all the time. You're going to different cities, many of them in which,
given your age, you understand what's going on.
But no, I mean, with all of this, like, where's your concern level?
My concern level is high, and I think a lot of it has to do with at the Celtic game the other night. A lot of people come walking by the table, and they want to say nice things, which I'm very flattered by how long they've listened or how long I've been doing this, and they stick out their hand to shake hands. And I just don't want to shake hands with anybody anymore. It's nothing personal, but I'm just trying to cut down the odds of being the one who gets this thing. So they're talking about giving players, when they come out of the locker room, everyone gets a marker so that they don't have to, if they don't sign autographs at all, they can have to use a pen that's been passed around with a bunch of people. So the place where the Celtics come out of that tunnel that used to have kids that they're signing autographs, that whole thing is empty now for games. They're going to clear that out so that nobody can get within 8 to 10 feet of players. The NBA announced yesterday that you can't, no more one-on-one interviews with players. Press are not going to be allowed in the locker room anymore.
In all seriousness, Mike, do you think that is entirely because of the virus? Or do you think that they were like, all right, this is like kind of a win-win?
Here's an excuse to...
I think it's an opening they can take advantage of, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get some things that the players may want. But... I think, you know, the first time an NBA player comes down with this, is that's going to really mess things up, because obviously if you're playing in a basketball game, there's a lot of physical contact that's going on. There's a lot of people sweating on each other. I think that's going to be a major problem the first time someone reports sick and starts to have some of the symptoms.
So have you talked to anyone, whether it be with the NBA or even like your, you know, like a doctor, about, you know, what you should do to keep yourself safe during all of this? Because once again, as I said, you're in these huge crowds and you're traveling to these cities where, you know, the coronavirus seems to be, you know, been spotted. Have you talked to anyone about what personally you're going to do?
No, I mean, it's the same thing that everybody should do, which is wash your hands as much as possible. See if you can steal some Purell somewhere, because it's missing everywhere you go. I went to two different drugstores here in Indianapolis yesterday, and they, as soon as I walked in, started to say, do you have? They were like, no, we don't have. We don't know when we're going to get anymore. So it's difficult to keep up on that end. But, I can't do anything different than anybody else. It's one of those things that everybody's just waiting to see if somebody comes down with it. If somebody comes down with this who's directly associated with a team or a player, then they're going to have to make some very interesting moves in terms of who they quarantine. But for me, I just wash my hands and try not to have physical contact with people.
You got guys like LeBron James saying he's not going to play if it's not in front of a crowd. Yeah, do you think that's a position he's going to stay with? And how do you believe the Celtics feel about this, just from what you know about these guys?
Well, I think that, again, I think nobody wants to be the team that is associated with some sort of an outbreak of this. The Celtics will follow the league policy, I think. I talked to somebody in the league office. I'll leave his name out. But I talked to somebody in the league office recently, and I said, what's the over-under for a number of games that are going to be played before the end of the year in front of empty buildings? And I said, if it was a number, let's say 5. And he, without missing a beat, he looked at me and he said, over.
Wow. Okay. So they're ready to go. They're ready to go to finish a season in empty arenas.
Yeah, I think so.
I wonder what that says about March Madness. Like, I just keep thinking about that too. I mean, of all the things,
they gotta cancel that,
or just play them in front of nobody, right?
Well, play them in front of nobody. Yeah, I think that's going to be the ultimate goal. Is the individual franchises would lose up to as much as $3 million a game with no ticket sales. So obviously, if you're an owner, you want to put this off as long as possible. But you will continue to get the TV money no matter what. So I think the idea of in the public interest, not allowing 15,000 to 20,000 people to come together in a small area, you're doing the right thing, and then you just televise the games and hope that people get a kick out of it watching it in an empty arena. It's like going to the Y and a good game backs out.
Has there any been any talk with NBC Sports Boston? Because I know that Ray Hudson, who we like, and even you, when you did the Olympics, you know, you weren't actually there for some of it. You were in a room watching video of it and doing play-by-play, and it sounded like you were there. Has there been any discussion about that possibly happening and you not actually traveling to any of the away games?
Lots of that talk has been. I don't think the TV crews will go to away games, would be my guess. For instance, Boston would take the Indiana feed of the guys doing the game for Indiana, and that would be televised in Boston. And then when the Celtics have home games played in front of empty arenas, an empty TD Garden, our feed would be the one that goes out to everybody who wants to take it.
Wow.
I don't think they'll travel TV crews. My wife says I'm something of an alarmist on this, but I think the Olympics are going to get canceled.
I mean, at this point, you got to think that there's at least discussions being made, even though they're putting up a front like there isn't. But I mean, so you and Scal would be back in Boston. And when do you, what's the earliest you think that would start?
Well, you know, it's such a changing thing. I mean, every day you turn on the news and there are new stories. And then, you know, one day they're saying, well, we've got this thing contained. And then some other best story breaks out and it's not even close to contained. I don't think it's contained. And I don't think we have any idea how many people in this country, our country, are carrying the disease right now. I lost your original question, Rich, in my mind.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that your history as a studio handball expert is going to come in very handy.
Legendary stuff.
I think it will. That's the only way they can really do a lot of these things.
Would you go to Aruba if you were me?
Would you go to Aruba? Yeah, sure.
So why do you not care? You don't care about me. So you're saying that you wouldn't do a game like in L.A., but me?
No, I would do a game in L.A. I didn't say I wouldn't do a game. I'll do games. As long as they're doing games, I'll do games, and I think that we're not in a reckless situation where outbreaks are happening here, there, and everywhere, and we're just chucking ahead to play the Brooklyn Nets.
Do you think I'm going to get quarantined in Aruba?
Do I think you get quarantined? Well, it wouldn't be a bad place to get quarantined.
Come on, Mike. Everything's a bad place to get quarantined. Please.
Why? I mean, why do you say that?
Because I don't want the government to tell me I can't do something. I like my freedom.
Well, that's true. Okay. Well, but no one's going to tell you can't go to Aruba. Are they going to stop you?
No, but they might stop me coming back.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah, but there'd have to be some sort of outbreak on the island. There isn't anything like that that you know of, right?
No, but I know I'd like to go to a little place called Kokomo. Mm-hmm. Where we get there fast and we take it slow. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. Yes, I do. I don't know the next line, but I understand what you're saying.
That's where we want to go, way down in Kokomo, is the next line. Mike Love is a good friend.
We're going to play a game tonight in Indiana. That's all I know. I think it's a day-to-day, to answer your question, which I think it's day-to-day. I think the NBA, Adam Silver and his corresponding people in Major League Baseball and NHL are talking on phones every day, and they're going to make a united move. I think they're going to make a united move, and I think that'll happen week to 10 days at the most.
Are you
keep going the way they're going?
Well, I mean, it's going to be weird. It's going to seem strange on TV, but I mean, the fact that you would prefer that, right? During all this, like being able to broadcast from Boston, like until this all settles down from a remote location.
Yeah, I think I would prefer that. Yeah, I would prefer that. I think we're going to get to that before too long. I think just think we're going to get there. People want to wish this virus away. Like our president seems to want to wish this virus away. That's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So we're going to have to deal with it accordingly.
What about your boy, the Time Lord? He can't play.
He can't play? Why not?
He's hurt.
He's listed as probable for tonight.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yes. He'll play. He'll play tonight.
Got a lot of injury.
No Brown, but yeah. All the Depot may not play tonight, I understand, too. So that would help us out a lot.
They need a win bad.
Jalen Brown's not going to play.
It's been, and you know what, Mike? No one's going to overreact because the teams go through weird stretches. Like Brad even said this, like 2 to 3 times a year, most teams go through stretches like this. Doesn't make you feel any better about these overtime games that they've lost. And 4 in a row at home, it's been a really, and Kemba doesn't look right, and I know it's going to take time. Is there anything you're worried about with the team that you think is going to stick?
Yeah, the strangest thing that I find about this team is when everybody is healthy, I think they're really good. When one guy goes down, it's not like they just drop 20%. They drop 30-40% in terms of execution, in terms of play.
Yeah.
And that's kind of surprising. Usually you don't see that much of a difference. So in a nutshell for them, to try to get the number 2 spot, which is the goal right now, as you hit these final 18-20 games, whatever we have left. the goal is to hit the two spot and win enough games to get there. And if the Celtics don't get Brown back, that's going to be a difficult thing to do because their schedule is tough. We're in Brooklyn and we get a game up in Toronto coming up here pretty soon, and we go back down to Florida for two games. It's a tough schedule over the next week or two for them to bounce back. But they need everybody healthy. If everybody's healthy, I think we're still talking about a team that can get to the Eastern Conference Finals and play Milwaukee. If I lose Jalen, if we lose Jason, if we lose any one of those guys for an extended period of time, that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
All right, Mike Gorman risking life and limb.
Just for just in Indianapolis, the heartland of the country here, Indianapolis.
That's right. Home of really bad hospitals.
Mike Gorman. Yeah, it's amazing, though, how, you know, I don't see people walking around with masks, but there are lines sometimes in restaurants for people to get to sinks to wash their hands.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen.
I see the masks all over the place. Like, I live in downtown, so, I mean, it's they're everywhere.
All right.
Yeah, but they say masks aren't going to help you, right?
I know. Yeah, I know. It's thing. Weird. Nobody knows what they're doing right that's now, just, Mike. That's it's the weird. Thing. It's weird.
Yeah, that's true.
They gave us
put me
extra.
On the head of that list. You don't know what they're doing.
All right. Well, listen, Mike Gorman, stay safe. I will not be here next week to talk to you, nor will
you.
Rich.
Will be trapped. You'll be trapped in Aruba.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the name of my next album, Trapped in Aruba.
But, trapped in Aruba.
That's right. But Mike Gorman, thank you so much for the time, sir. Enjoy your time in Indianapolis.
Hey, it'll be a very different scene in 2 weeks when we talk. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah.
All right, Mike Gorman.
All right.
Thank you so
Mike.
Much.
It's weird, man.
See ya.
This is weird.
Yeah, I know. It's not fun.
No.
All right, we'll be
right. Oh, we got Ryan Dempster waiting for us. He'll
That's
be on
in just a moment. All right, good. Ryan Dempster right. going to join us in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. On an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher. We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich. First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Big Night Live welcomes Off the Mound with Ryan Dempster. Experience live stories and laughs with MLB and entertainment stars. Ryan Dempster's Off the Mound features special guests Pedro Martinez, Bronson Arroyo, and Mike O'Malley. Is Arroyo going to insist on playing guitar?
If I let him, yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. So Bronson Arroyo.
Like, I thought he was a total douche, but then now I like him.
We had him on, and he was great, but we used to make fun of, like, every time you saw him, he's like, dude, I got a tune for you. And he would, like, bust out the guitar. And, like, even his commercials that he did when he was with Cincinnati.
Right.
Like,
we're in the cornrows.
I'm writing a song with this. And then we had him in studio, and we started kind of joking about that. And he couldn't have been a cooler guy. It couldn't have been more self-deprecating as well. So
well, he'll you be perfect really have no choice when you've been backed into a corner.
Yeah, it'll be fun to get him to see. I don't know. Maybe we'll have him play the drums. We'll see how how musically talented he is. We'll go a little further.
Are you going to go Prince on him and say play every instrument
absolutely.
In the house?
Play the keyboard, too.
Yeah,
you can
sure.
pry it under, out of Alex Francois's hands.
Well, this is going to be interesting, too, because you know, you're like from the outside looking in, watching what happened with the Astros this year. How infuriating is it? Because I got to think that you know every pitcher is looking at this and going, man, I feel for these guys who just got jacked. Like when, and what was the thing that the study that came out? There was not one swing and miss against Kershaw.
Yeah, that
in
was CJ Wilson talked to us about that. How Kershaw has one of the best, if not the best, curveball in the game. And when he pitched against Houston in the World Series, there was not one swing and miss on any of his
51 off-speed pitches. Not one swing and a miss. As a pitcher, does that infuriate you?
Oh, yeah, man. You start to doubt yourself pretty quick.
Yeah.
That, but at the same time, you got to, I don't know, I'm just a little mind blown that nobody thought something was going on at some point, like, and did something. But I always said the real easy key to sign stealing is if you assumed anything was going on, you know, I know everybody's talking about our player is going to get hit this year. Are they going to get drilled? Why didn't it happen earlier? I always said the easiest way to ever take care of that when I was playing was if you felt like somebody was stealing signs, you called the catcher out, you called for a slider down and away, and then you threw a fastball in their ribs. End of story. They stopped doing it real quick because when they start fighting in the dugout like the Odd Couple, you know, they're like, well, you told me it was a slider and I got drilled. They stopped doing it. And so there was always a way of combating it, and that just for some reason went away. I don't know if they just thought, man, they're going through a lot of Gatorade cups down there because they are hammering away on that trash can. I don't know what's happening.
Well, what was the most obvious like example where you were on the mound and you said, oh well, this dude's they're completely trying to steal my signals here? Was there ever a case where you knew that they were doing that?
Oh yeah, you get guys who like are leading off second base and they put a hand on the knee, or they, you know, lean one way or they lean another way, or they, you know, touch both hands to their helmets, and then you just walk out there and you just say real politely that, hey, if you keep that up, that guy's going to need some ice somewhere on his body.
Yeah.
And it stops.
Because that's what CJ said, is he said that spring training is the time to hit these guys. And then he said that, what's his face, John? That they were going to, he said.
Yeah,
that,
he said somebody like Judge or Stanton is going to completely obliterate Altuve or Correa at second base on like a double play ball. And that's another way to get at these guys for stealing.
Yeah,
signs.
He said that it's too obvious to throw at them, given like what's happened and how much publicity he's gotten. But he said that you can get away with spiking them going into second.
There'll be some hard breakups at second base, I'm sure. I'm sure there's some guys who are frustrated.
So if you,
I'd be interested. I can't wait till April 3rd. I'm going to ask Pedro Martinez all about. I want to find out exactly, because here's a guy who made a living off.
He was
of
a master.
No question,
pitching up and in.
Yeah.
You know? So how do you feel about all that?
Now, if you're an Astro and you know that this is going to happen and people are going to be throwing at you and they're going to try to take you out, are you nervous?
No.
Nah?
Nah. You're prepared for it. Steal second base. Steal third base. That's what I would do. I like that's going to be my onus, right? Like, I'm going to wear it. It is what it is. And I'm not going to complain about it. Every time I get so all people want is a reaction. So the less reaction you can give, if you just take the pitch and then run down to first base and then steal second and then score on the base hit,
right,
and go out there and win games, eventually people are going to be like, well, that's not working.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to just have to try and beat them on the baseball field. That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
Is just knock them off their perch if you're another team or another, you know, another player. I mean, hitting them, sure. I'm sure there's going to be guys who are going to want to do it. They're going to want to drill them because they feel like that's redemption.
Yeah. They're going to have to get creative, I would think, at some point.
Well, there's also rumors that Bronson Arroyo is going to play guitar.
And that might be enough for them.
That could be it.
They're like, enough of this. All right.
He's going to be
positioned. You're my wonderwall.
He's going to be positioned.
Please, enough.
On top of a dugout, insisting upon playing.
So this was weird, too, Ryan. We have Ryan Dubs with us.
Pat Benatar, too. Like, hit me with your best shot over and over.
See, that's right. I heard that a lot of these guys are going to have their walk-up songs when they play the Astros be stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically just going to mock them the entire time.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Sure, why not? But there, CJ Wilson said something to us the other day that I just thought was fascinating. I don't know if you had any kind of code like this. So he said if he ever thought that his pitches were being, like, someone was tipping him off and they knew what, you know, what was going on. He had a system with his catcher that when the catcher threw the ball back to him, if he caught it with one hand, that's fastball. If he caught it with two hands, it's going to be a cutter, and so on and so on, and different things he would do. Did you have some sort of way that was, like, off everyone's radar that told your catcher what you were throwing?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many ways around it, and if you're good at it and you're focused enough and you pay enough attention, the way you catch the ball and you turn your body. So if I catch the ball and as I catch it, I'm turning towards first base, I want a fastball on that side of the plate, or I go the other way, or I catch a ball and as I'm catching it, I kind of catch it and go over my head, I want a fastball up in the zone, or I just look at my catcher and I wait till the hitter's not looking and I just be like this way with my head and I tilt my head one way. We would have signs or be ready so that when the runner at second base was checking out the outfielders looking over his shoulder, he would just put a sign down. So he's watching the runner at second, watching me and go like that, and then that way we know he's not tipping the pitch. There's so many ways around it that to have multiple signs and do all those things, I don't know, call a timeout and have the catcher come out and say, hey, we're going this pitch, and this pitch.
Yeah.
In that order.
How long did, like, when did you start doing that? Because I had never heard of that. And my friend, I've been around the game a long time.
Yeah.
No, but I had never heard of it. I mean, look at me. I'm like a modern day Garces. But the, when did you start learning how to do that? At what point?
Probably pretty early on in my career. Really started to do it after I played with Maddox in Chicago, because I watched him do that stuff.
Was he the best? Was he just known as...
Yeah, he would also, you know, he's like, I don't throw very hard, so the difference between my fastball and my changeup isn't much. You might call for a fastball, I might throw a changeup, and the catchers knew that.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah, so it's just, you know, you could literally just throw it down any sign and just be like, I'm just going to throw something else.
Okay, I have to ask you about this, Ryan, because every time we talk about Greg Maddox, someone who's played with him or knew him has a story of him being one of the most disgusting human beings on the planet. Like being like prank-wise, yes. Locker room-wise. Do you have a Greg Maddox story that can vouch for all of these other people who say this about him?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, you're talking about like blowing a snot rocket into the sannies and then putting the sanitary sock back in the sanitary sock basket. And then waiting and watching who picks up that sock and puts it on. Oh, yeah, like stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Maybe we can work our way up to even, you know, grosser stories.
Yeah. Well, it was amazing. He was like such this brilliant mind. He was incredibly smart and simplified things. He was smart through simplifying things, which was really fun to be around. Like, he just made it super easy, and you're like, man, why did I make it harder than it was?
Yeah.
And he was really good about keeping the emotional parts. So, like, being around him, I spent a ton of time in 2004. I was, like, hurt and coming off Tommy John. I just parked my butt next to him on the bench, and I'm like, I'm going to learn as much as I can from this guy.
Smart, yeah.
And then I started to realize I better watch my back when I'm not sitting next to him on the bench, you know, because just sometimes you might be taking a shower with the guys and that's not necessarily water coming out of the faucet. It could be soap, you know, like sometimes he's just squirting a soap bottle at you for fun, yeah. You know,
or semen.
So wait. Well, not that. Come on.
So
this is a PG show.
No, it's not.
Well, oh, my bad. Right.
So okay, so.
Right. He was just, he liked to have fun. I think that's the one thing, people, he was always very serious.
But did you find it fun?
Yeah. I'm a prankster.
Yeah.
So like to kind of smell my sandwich for Flexol before I ate it, you know, like that's always a good thing. Like I left that sandwich for a couple seconds. I better make sure there's, you know, nothing in there that shouldn't be in there.
So you don't want to be around him during the coronavirus, is what you're saying.
He was definitely entertaining, a lot more entertaining than people gave him credit.
Okay. I have a random question. Did you know Afonso Soriano?
I did, yes.
I did.
He was my locker mate. We were lockers next to each other.
Is he the, because C.J. Wilson played with him. C.J. Wilson does the show sometimes. Yeah. Is he the strangest person you ever played baseball with?
No, God, no.
Really?
Played with way stranger people than... I never thought he was strange.
Because
CJ thought he was strange.
Didn't he have the Hummer with his own name on a home plate?
Don't forget the TV sets with the porn facing out.
So but Afonso's... that doesn't make you strange. maybe that does, but having a Hummer with your name on
that's
it is fine.
But he played in giant screens, like X-rated movies on the highway.
I knew nothing about that. I never saw that.
Okay, what CJ
different rules
that.
In Texas than there are in Illinois.
Did you ever see him take a big duffel bag full of money out?
Well, yeah, I mean, his paychecks were pretty large.
Yeah, okay, but yeah. I guess he used to just take these duffel bags of, like, giant amounts of cash. And
go to the club
With like a duffel bag worth of money.
Wow, man, I played it. He grew up a lot when he gets the Cubs. Right.
So you say that he is not anywhere near the strangest player you played with.
No, I always love Sori because if we lost the game and he hit three homers, he was mad.
Yeah.
And if he struck out four times and we won, he was happy. And that's good. Always appreciated that as a teammate. I don't know if he learned that in New York playing for the Yankees, that winning was the most important thing.
Yeah.
But he also was really funny because on the 1st and the 15th, he'd come down the stairs in the clubhouse and be like, "Payday today, boys. Got to go deep." You know? And he would. He'd like, if you look at it statistically on the payday, he usually earned his keep. He was great. He was a great teammate and a lot of fun. And I always enjoyed sending the bill to him wherever we were at. So like, if he was eating at a different table, that guy over there has got it. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, I could afford it.
Yeah. I guess he had VIP monogrammed on all his clothing, but it sounds like you missed out on the vintage Alfonso Soriano.
Apparently, yeah.
Where he was a young buck just maturing in front of all of us.
Yeah. When you hit 40 homers and steal 40 bases, I guess in one season things go a little differently.
Well, this is a good crew you got. I mean, it's going to be your off the mound thing that you're doing at Big Night Live April 3rd. Show starts at 7:30, doors open at 6. But you got Pedro, you got Bronson Arroyo, Michael Malley. Pedro,
some more coming.
Yeah,
we'll be announcing some more guests as well. So
okay,
they landed Mike O'Malley.
Yes,
tickets are $40 per person. It's open for all ages unless Soriano shows up. For more information to purchase tickets, visit bignightlive.com.
Pedro's got
you
so
can
many-
go to offthemound.com. Our website has ticket link as well, and you can see for people who don't even, you know, especially here in Boston, don't know what the show is all about. You can go on offthemound.com and check out some previous shows and stuff like that.
Okay.
To get an idea.
All right, just to brief the audience who is going to want to buy tickets, what's kind of the vibe of the event?
Yeah, it's like a late night talk show. We have a band and music, a comedian, videos that roll that I make throughout the season and different things like that. So it's an hour and a half show, basically, maybe a little bit longer, that kind of runs interview format. We try to like dive in and get, you know, some answers from some guys about some different stories in life, baseball, whatever it is, and share those with the fans and really just try to make people laugh and leave there and go, wow, that was a really great time. And then all the while we raised some money for charity for the foundation to be named later and the Peter Gammon Scholars Fund. So I'm pretty excited.
All right, real quick, because we only have a minute.
Yeah.
Did you know Harry Carey?
I did not know Harry Carey. I know Dutchie Carey very well.
Okay, because you do a pretty killer impression of Harry Carey from what I've seen online. I didn't know if that was from time around him or if anybody.
No, I grew up watching WGN and just loved him, you know, and just the fact that he could say anything on TV. Like the time they showed this couple above the dugout, I don't know if you guys ever saw this, and this is before Jumbotron at Wrigley, and they kept showing this couple kissing. And then they would go to the game, and then they go back to this couple kissing, and they kept going back and forth. And then Harry says to Steve Stowe, right on TV, "You know, I finally figured it out, Steve. He kisses her on the strikes, and she kisses him on the balls." And then he's just like, pop up to second on the first, double play.
You can't say anything because he's Harry Carey, you know?
And that's a true statement. That's exactly what he said on there. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, he was incredible.
Well, he bang-dogged his Bush's wife, which is why he was the Cubs broadcaster in the first place.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. What's he going to sue me? He's dead.
That's right. Someone's ready to file a civil lawsuit. Resourcing the reputation of Harry Carey.
Well, I'll tell you a good story. Is my friend. His dad was out at Harry Carey's, and Carey sat down for like an hour and a half with him. So he was really cool.
He was always accused of not telling the truth about how much he would go out drinking and partying with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have copies of his 1971 and 72 drink logs.
Yeah,
they're really incredible. And it's like every night where he would go, how much money he would spend, who he drank with, and on the list is like people like Wilt Chamberlain and Earl Weaver.
Oh, that's awesome.
Casey Stengel. It is an amazing list. There's presidents in there. I won't disclose who because I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Sure.
But it is really amazing, and he really was a man of the people after the game. And one of my favorite things he would do is he liked control. He liked to be in control until about the fourth inning when the third or fourth beer would kick in. And he would always drive his car to the field. And they're like, and then he would leave his car and then go out in Wrigleyville.
Uh-huh.
And then two people would drive his car home, and then those people would get a ride. So, and they're like, Harry, why don't you just
take a cab?
We'll send a car. No, I like driving. Just one way, apparently. I don't know.
I don't like making lefts. All right. Ryan Dempster, thanks so much for joining us again. That event. Off the Mound. It should be a lot of fun. Friday, April 3rd. And you can get those tickets at bignightlive.com. And I encourage you to spend the $40. Very reasonable. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys having me in.
All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.